2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chalaos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. It's looking like the Supreme Court will uphold a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. But what's still unclear is if the Supreme Court will end the right to abortions throughout the country. Here's Justice Stephen Breyer during today's arguments.
The problem with the super case like this, the rare case, the watershed case, where people are really opposed on both sides, and they really fight each other, is they're going to be ready to say, no, you're just political. You're just politicians. And that's what kills us as an American institution.
A decision in the case isn't expected until June or July. If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, Utah would outright ban abortions. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports the law will only get triggered if the constitutional right to an abortion goes away.
The Supreme Court could rule just to change the current abortion law, making them legal after a certain point, but not deem them unconstitutional. In that case, Utah's trigger law wouldn't take effect. But if states are given the right to decide, then Utah has a ban in place. And as it stands right now, women have a constitutional right to an abortion, and states can't ban them before viability or 24 weeks, and they can't pose undue burden on the mom.
But if the high court does uphold Mississippi's ban, which would ban abortions at 15 weeks, then Utah's other law banning them at 18 weeks will presumably stand. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. President Biden says companies are slowly fixing the supply chain problems that are helping fuel inflation across the country. ABC's Andy Field has the latest from Washington.
He's working with major company CEOs, the Longshoremen's Union, trucking companies, and warehouses to unclog the supply chain bottleneck. President Biden says it's working.
We're heading into a holiday season in very strong shape. It's not because of luck. We averted a potential crisis by figuring out what needed to get fixed.
The president reporting company CEOs say they'll have their shelves stocked with enough products for the pre-Christmas selling season. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Workers in Utah are quitting their jobs in droves. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda has more.
Utah is one of five states in the nation with the highest number of workers quitting, according to the Wall Street Journal. 38% of Utah workforce left their jobs this year. The arts and entertainment industry saw the largest number of workers quitting. Utah also saw the largest number of growth in quits in September, according to the U.S. Department of Labor.
The Wall Street Journal also reports workers quit in the education, government, and manufacturing fields. There is a staffing crisis at the Utah State Hospital, which treats the most serious cases of mental health disorders. Officials say they are losing employees, and they're doing what they can to stop it. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Since the pandemic, the Utah State Hospital has lost roughly 20% of its workforce, mostly in what they call direct care positions.
Housekeeping positions, food service workers, these are the areas where we have a very hard time retaining.
Superintendent Dallas Earnshaw says their beds were always full, even before the pandemic, and the number of accused criminals who are not competent for trial continues to climb. He says they're going to job fairs and boosting their recruiting efforts at colleges to find workers, but meanwhile, Earnshaw says it's getting a lot tougher to manage the hospital.
We are in a critical staffing state at this point.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Bingham High School is looking for a new football coach after beloved coach Dave Peck retired. Now, Peck is leaving the job to focus on his family. Bingham School says it is and always will be a great day to be a Miner. You might be noticing more wildlife around your house this time of year. That's because many animals journey down from the mountains into the valleys looking for food during the winter. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells us what you should do if you see any wild animals.
The Division of Wildlife Resources says not every animal sighting needs to be reported. Most deer encounters in urban areas don't need to be reported unless the animal is dead. Then call DWR or the police if it's in a road. The authorities should always be contacted if you see moose or bears in lower elevation neighborhoods, especially if they're acting aggressively. And cougars only need to be reported if they appear on your doorbell camera more than once or it has killed something in your neighborhood. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Police have reported another car was shot at in Juab County on I-15 this morning. The tally is now at 5 cars hit. The suspect is still at large, and police say they're looking for someone in a light-colored SUV. 2 people were injured by gunshots. The person in the 5th vehicle, just added to that total, was not injured. KSL News Time 5:35. Let's get the latest on our drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a crash. It's blocking the left lane of traffic northbound I-15 as you're approaching 2100 South. We are at emergency traffic. It is causing stop and go delays back to 53rd South in Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.